Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Zimbabwe, we hear from Sister Rose Rushwaya. Sister Rose is a principal of the Dominican Convent in Bulawayo. Her preaching is entitled, Trust in the Father's Gracious Response in His Time.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him because he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of Saint Simeon, a devout man who had waited for the salvation of Israel. And after setting his eyes on Jesus, he claimed, At last, O powerful Master, you give leave to your servant to go in peace, for I have seen the salvation prepared for all people. Do you have a deep yearning, something that you have been earnestly praying for, asking in boldness and with conviction and without giving up? We live in a world where everything is instant. We are used to instant coffee, instant pudding. We want instant responses and answers. We do not have the patience to wait. So we approach God in the same manner. Woe to him if he does not respond in the way we want. We would say, God has not answered my prayers. I've been praying for this for a long time. The question is, have I taken time to be in tune with God's will? Often we are busy looking for the solutions that fit our mindset. What is happening to us as we wait for God's time and answer? Do the things you and I pray most passionately and persistently for reflect what God is most concerned about? It is a general occurrence that naturally we persevere in prayer when someone close and very dear to us is sick. We fast. with countless novenas and night prayers. We pray without ceasing because we want the person to be well. Likewise, if one is in a financial crisis or is hoping for a promotion because he has undergone an interview, or frightened, or there is a dangerous task ahead, we would find it easy to pray. But how many of us would persist in prayer for spiritual growth? Do we ask? Do we seek? Do we knock for a purity of mind, for a forgiving spirit for that brother or sister who drives me mad, for a generous heart? These are the things God will surely respond to generously. We sometimes grapple with these questions. Will God answer any and all of our prayers in the way that we desire? Will He give us anything we ask of Him as long as we just keep on asking? Like Simeon, let us be filled today with the spirit of trust that all of God's promises will be fulfilled in His own time. And when He chooses, as we anchor our trust on the bond of friendship, asking in boldness and trust.